It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. A new documentary opening tonight at the Tribeca Festival shows how the musical style and cultural movement called dance hall made its way from the Caribbean to take root in Brooklyn during the 1980s and 90s. WNYC's Precious Fondren has more.
You've likely heard this popular hit by Shaggy.
How could I forget that I had given her an extra key?
Or Sean Paul's seductive accent.
Well, I'm on the way to time.
Maybe even the song by Justin Bieber.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
They all reflect the influence of dancehall music and the culture around it. It can be seen and heard in numerous art forms and serves as a powerful expression of the Caribbean people who created it. In a new documentary called Bad Like Brooklyn Dancehall, directors Ben DiGiacomo and Detti Vanier explore how the borough became a hub for the culture.
Basically, it's the same thing. Being raised in the West Indies and being raised in Crown Heights, you can run into a Haitian, a Guyanese, a Bajan, and a Jamaican all in the same piece of gum stain on the block.
The film highlights how dancers, DJs, and everyday people in the dancehall community built a cultural bridge between Jamaica and New York.
We weren't literally born there, but we grew up in the cultures. We lived in the cultures, in our houses, in our families.
DiGiacomo fell in love with dancehall music as a youth in France, but didn't know anything about the culture associated with it until he moved to New York years later. He says he and Vanier originally set out to make a film about contemporary dancehall parties, like one called Rice and Peas here in New York.
A lot of people were telling us, you need to talk to these people, you need to tell these stories, you need to explain where it comes from.
Vanier says as they continued interviewing subjects, a pattern came to light. Everyone they spoke to wanted to talk about how the music was tied to history and community.
And a lot of them start mentioning immigration, their history, their parents, where they're from. We thought, okay, that's really interesting. And they all talked about it. So like, we cannot, you know, not talk about it.
That's when the filmmakers decided they needed some guidance in dealing with sensitive historical issues like immigration. They reached out to one of the most prominent dancehall artists, Shaggy, among other voices.
We really needed Shaggy, J-Will, and these people to really enforce certain point of the doc, certain point of the culture to help us making those decisions that are a little more sensitive, I would say, to make on what to include, what to not include.
Michelle Cole is a professor at New York University, where she teaches the anthropology of dance, as well as dance classes. She's also Jamaican and says it's almost impossible to talk about dancehall without addressing the political context around its creation.
There was a political shift to a more conservative party in the 1970s that ended up kind of quieting the voices of the youth.
Cole says radio stations proudly played reggae, which was viewed as Jamaica's national identity.
The dance hall was like, no, that's like a quote-unquote ghetto thing, like that's a downtown thing. And it was the celebration, it was the voice of the youth that dance hall came out of. And it's like, if you're just imitating steps, you don't really understand that context.
Cole says dancehall culture is one way people stay connected to their roots. That's why neighborhoods like Flatbush and Crown Heights became a focal point for parties, parades, and backyard get-togethers.
Because these Caribbean communities are living together in these places. You know, it's not just Brooklyn, but it's also the Bronx. It's wherever you can find our communities, you will find our music, you will find our dance. It's a part of who we are. It's a part of our identity.
Film director Ben DiGiacomo says making Bad Like Brooklyn Dancehall was a constant process of discovering information you couldn't find on the internet because it wasn't officially documented.
I think every time we talked to a subject, I was kind of amazed about those stories that are so important, that are hidden, that are just in people's mind and not necessarily like general knowledge in the culture that this happened or this happened.
Bad Like Brooklyn Dancehall is now playing at the Tribeca Festival. Precious Fondren, WNYC News.